What if I told you there was a way to solve your biggest practice challenges and connect with a thriving community all in one place? Well, the wait is over. The Best Practices Association app is here. Now available on the Apple Store and Google Play Store, this app is a way to get solutions in the palm of your hands. And the best part? It's 100% free to join. So don't wait. Download the Best Practices Association app now and start transforming the way you practice dentistry. Yo, yo, yo. Hey guys, welcome back to another awesome edition of the Best Practices Show podcast. Our goal with this podcast is to give you great information from great coaches, great thinkers, great teachers, so you can improve your practice and your life. And you know this as a dentist. Competing on price is a race to the bottom. And in a sea of sameness, yes, everyone's saying the same thing, it's hard to stick out and be truly unique. Well, today, we're going to change that with an amazing coach. Her name is Adriana Booth, and she shares a framework on one bold move to outshine your competitors and truly be different without gimmicks. So here it is. Please listen up. I hope you guys enjoy this, and we'll see you soon. Hey guys, welcome back to the Best Practices Show podcast, The Jam. I see this all the time. You know the jam around here. The jam around here is I get to invite the coolest people on the podcast, expert influencers, teachers, coaches, just brilliant people who get to add some insight to help you create a better practice and a better life. And that's how this podcast works. Over 900 episodes, over 100,000 unique listeners. And we're going to keep bringing it. And one of the questions you might have is like, how do I stand out? How do I outshine my competitors? Well, I have a lot of thoughts, but I thought no one better to help us with that question than an amazing coach. Her name is Adriana Booth. Adriana, thanks for being back. Appreciate you so much.
Thank you, Kirk. It's great to be here. This is a really important topic right now.
Super important topic because everybody out there, you know, if you don't know what we coach dental practices all over the country. They're not necessarily broken. They're actually really great practices, but they hit what are called ceilings where they get stuck and they're like, I don't know how this is going to be any better without us working super hard, and they need to think better. And this is an important piece of the process, is helping them understand how to truly differentiate yourself and outshine your competitors, not with billboards, not with television ads, but just how to think differently. So, AB, let's go here. Let's talk about the why. Why is this so important in dentistry today?
Oh, gosh, it's so timely, right? I've had this conversation at least three times in the last week and a half. You know, as a dentist, you are a clinician. You know, that's where they spend the most of their time, the most of their brain power. They love CE. They love to learn. But how do we translate that to the patient base or to potential patients? They don't know the difference between really great clinical skills, but they know how you make them feel. And really, at the end of the day, we don't want to have these flashy gimmicks. We want to really be bold and deliver our unique value that those patients cannot find anywhere else. So then the price of the dentistry becomes secondary because it's all about experience, relationship, and how you make them feel.
Yeah, I love it. And I think you would know this or get a sense of this if you've been practicing dentistry long enough. Consumers are smarter than ever. I think they're guard up. They have this guard up more than ever. We know when somebody cares about us. We know if a business is different than the next. And I would say this is kind of my experience. Even when it comes to restaurants or healthcare providers, I think I'm almost becoming more particular. Like, and now the number of restaurants I will send anybody to is not more. It's actually fewer. There's like a handful, like three of them. And so when it comes to something like dentistry, especially when it comes to discretionary dentistry, the question becomes like, how do you truly, you know, become unique in a way that there's only one of you in this whole marketplace. So let's talk. We talk a lot about USP, unique sales proposition, but we don't talk about UVP. Can you explain what that is?
Yeah. So in the ACT dental world, our clients would know this as differentiation. And we talk about it a lot. We've talked about it a lot in TTT, which is our, you know, dentist only study club, where you can come and hang out with other like-minded individuals, really learn and grow. And they're really open to sharing how they have created their UVP, unique value proposition, or their differentiator within the dental community in their areas.
Yeah. And it really comes down to this. Why should I choose you as a dentist? Now, you might think that's like a benign question. No, it's a very important question, because you got to be able to influence the question that most times you won't even answer. Now, a lot of times people say, why should I go to your dentist? And there's got to be something that's strong enough. And a strong UVP focuses usually on experience, benefits, or emotional connection to make you stand out, not just your clinical. Clinical is crazy important.
It is.
But so what should your UVB, a lot of U's. You know, it's funny because all these letters are so important, but you know, we in the Barron household, it's the UV, you know, like not the UVP. So let's not confuse the two. UV and UVP are different, but what should your UVP convey?
Right. I love it. All the younger generations, you know, Kirk and I are in the similar vintage category, and all the younger ones are like, ooh, UV is high today. I'm like, what? The who?
Totally.
Your differentiation is high today? That's awesome. Go for it. But, you know, when we think about our differentiation, that's really what does your practice and what their experience bring to the patient's life. They're going to be much more loyal when they truly feel cared for. They're going to send their friends and family to you. When they walk in the door, you recognize them. You know their name. You ask about their personal life because you do truly care. And that's when it doesn't become sales, which is why we don't love to say, you know, unique sales proposition, but it's more about the unique value proposition. And it really, we want it to highlight what you offer that your competitors do not.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's all around patient experience, right? Your clinical focus, we work with the best of the best, right? There's no question about that. But we also, how do we show our patients that our team is the best of the best? And what the dynamic is, what the culture's like, what are our core values like, not just our clinical services. You know, what is our standards of care, our philosophy, what we believe in as a practice? That is what we want to convey with our UVP and our differentiator.
And it's so wild that you were doing this podcast today, but like over 30 years of doing this, this is probably the number one question people have asked me, like, what is it that you do and why is it so different than any other coaching program out there? And I'm like, oh, well, where do we start? You know, because it's a passion of mine. But the same thing goes for you as a dentist or as a team member. And I often like to start with what we don't do or we're not for everyone out there. You know what I mean? Like, we're very passionate about what we do. Very committed. Like, there's a lot of coaches out there. We're not for everybody. But if you're looking for a better practice and a better life and you want to slow down, create more profit, and really, if you care about your patients and you want to create more profit, I feel like we're in a category of one. Now, you should feel strongly about your UVP. It isn't bragging, but like, I think it's one of those things that if you can say it clearly and everyone on your team is locked in on it, it becomes a simple statement. People go, well, that makes sense. You know, a couple examples might be like comprehensive care with one provider, no referrals, no runarounds, no gimmicks, or, you know, a couple others we've seen is we take the fear out of dentistry with gentle care and clear communication. I've heard many people say, listen, my job is to help you keep your teeth for a lifetime. So like, I'm not one of those dentists that wants to do procedures on all of your teeth. I want to find out exactly what you want. And my job is to help you keep them, type of thing. I'm going to help you breathe better. That's one of the, so you know, this could go in all different directions, but I think ultimately it starts with what kind of feeling do you want to convey, right, AB?
It really does. And, you know, like you said, we have a lot of clients who every time I read someone's, and the differentiation tool is something that you can find in the BPA, which is our Best Practice Association website, and go to theactdental.com, navigate through there, become a member, and if you're not already, but right. It's a tool to really help walk you through it, right? Because it can be hard to just think up this on our own. And while we love AI for all the things it helps us do, we want it to be genuine. So we don't want to just copy someone else's. And that tool will help you walk through that. One of my favorites is from one of our clients. And we can play a guessing game if we can figure it out. She will know who it is when she hears this podcast. Avid listener. To promote longer, more fulfilling lives of our patients by improving their health from the inside out. We focus on creating healthy mouths to have a healthy life.
Love it.
I know, right? And it's because they really do look at the whole body and have really nice discussions with their patients about their overall health, not just their teeth, right? So I think going through the tool, but every customer isn't your customer, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And if, you know, a couple things to think about, you know, as a dentist or as a team member, you don't want every patient, you know, there's over 330 million people out there. You don't want all of them. If you identify, hey, listen, as a solo dentist, if you have two full-time hygienists, you're looking at about 1500 active patients, and every hygienist can probably see 750 if they see them twice a year. And you can extrapolate those numbers in a general sense for how many providers you have, depending on all those kind of things. But really, like, what do you want to see in your chairs on a regular basis? And so AB's talking about the differentiation tool, but it's an important piece of it. And it starts with a couple steps. The first one is, like, you got to identify your core customer. Now, don't skip over that one, because that's usually the hardest work. When we ask dentists to get crystal clear on their customer profile, you should see them slip, like, it's like they can't put a finger on it. They're looking for somebody who can pay, show up on time. Well, that might be a good place to start, but your core customers usually care about the same things that you care about. And what happens is they typically refer other patients that are very much like them. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. Or either they refer other patients that maybe they know that need your skill set. Right. You know, for instance, if you're a practice that, you know, really loves full mouth rehabilitation, and, you know, if I have a friend who I know is having some issues, I'm your patient. Maybe I don't have those, but I've been in your practice long enough to hear these things, to see your marketing, you know, your before and afters. And I'm like, hey, Mr. Smith, you should go see my dentist. I see some wonderful things he does. But that is that trickle down effect of knowing what you're really great at. And like you said, not every patient who comes through the door is going to need every skill set you have, but they'll be raving fans. Yeah. And so they are going to refer other people to you.
Yeah, absolutely. And so when you do identify, and you'll see this in differentiation tool when you go back in the BPA, but as you start to identify these people, the core customer, you're going to find that these patients that are typically are profitable in your practice as a result. They choose dentistry. They want to pay for it. They're enjoyable to be around. They value your services. Basically, they value what you do, and they believe what you believe, and they refer other people. Your least favorite people, they don't care about the things that you care about. You've been talking to them about what you care about forever, and they're not interested. So don't do that. That's exhausting. It's tough on your schedule, tough on your energy, really tough on your profits, because they're not buying what you're selling. So you got to start there. And then take us through step number two. You know, we talked about that a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. So once we've identified our core customers, you know, who do we want to see more of? And then we look at our core competencies. And some of the dentists that I've worked with, they don't always get to do as much of what they're really great at, but they want to do more of that. Right. So we have to know what our strengths are. We have some amazing clients in our community that just say, you know, I'm a bread and butter dentistry kind of person, and I'm okay with that because I'm really good at it. Awesome. Go for it. We may have someone who specializes in implants. Awesome. Go for it. There's enough space in the dental field that we can all fit and all have our own share, right? So the core competencies are the things that you are really good at, better than most, and that will set you apart from the others. You know, you have to answer three questions, though, to get there. Okay, Kirk, it's a quiz.
Let's do it. What's number one?
Is it easy for others to imitate?
Ooh, yeah.
Is it actually something sought after by our patients and future patients?
Okay.
And then does it contribute to the patient experience?
Yeah. Yeah, because you can be a good singer, but it doesn't add to the patient experience sometime. Now, this is really important, like your core competencies. Again, can't skip over this. Once you find out what they are, and you should have some type of a clue, you should have been told by many people, either a lab tech or an assistant or a periodontist, you're like, you're pretty good at this. Like, you're really good at this. You should have clues that you're good at this. And again, that relates to maybe your first question. Like, is it easy for others to, you know, imitate? No. And then is it something actually sought after by our patients and future patients? That's a tough one because that might bruise your ego because you might be really good at it. No one can imitate you, but no one wants that, you know, and that's another question in there. And then does it contribute to the overall patient experience? Now, I'll just tell about this on my side of things. Like, I didn't have a differentiation tool when I got started. I wish I had because I would have saved a lot of years of my life. And I started with a process called the unique ability exercise where I had to fly to Toronto and strategic coach. And I remember flying back and I told Barb who, she's like, where did you go? I went to Toronto. And she's like, what was it? I go, it was an exercise. And like, she's like, what kind of exercise? Well, I spent a whole day with other entrepreneurs finding out what I'm good at. And what I found was I suck at a lot of things. And she's like, you had to take a course for that? And the point was, like, you figure out you're really good at like three things. And this goes back to Jim Collins, you know, good to great thing is like, you can be really good at things, but how does it work in your business model? And are people willing to pay for it? And can you be one of the best at it? And I think when you start to hone in on that, now it doesn't have to be perfect, but once you start leaning into that, number one, you enjoy it. Number two, you find other people that want it. You get better at it. It isn't exhausting. So these are really, really good questions, AB. And again, you're going to see more of it in the differentiation tool, but we wanted to give you kind of a framework today on where to start. So number one, identify your core customer. Number two, identify your core competencies. And then AB, what's step three?
Yeah, before we jump into three, what I do want to say, and maybe it's because I never want people to feel bad, right? Mm-hmm. Kirk and I are consummate people pleasers over here. But, you know, I don't want someone to think, well, but I'm really good at crowns, but other people can do crowns. Like, do I have to have something so unique?
Right.
No, but you could be really great at crowns. But on number three, does it contribute to the patient experience? Absolutely. Like, are you going above and beyond to make sure the patient's comfortable, that you're talking to the patients, you know, through the process, educating the patient? So don't feel like you have to have this, you know, crazy unique property that nobody else is doing. You can just have your spin on it to make it a very different experience for the patient.
Yeah, so well said. I'm glad you pointed that out because you can get in your head about that for sure.
Yes, and the, you know, comparison trap is real in every scenario, and especially in dentistry sometimes. You know, certain dentists will tell me, well, I went to this study club and I felt like, oh, I'm not as good as Joe Schmo over here. And I'm like, you're better than Joe Schmo. Don't let them get in your head. You know, yeah. Like, don't compare yourself to other people.
Yeah. I don't know who said it, but comparison is a thief of joy. I think it was Theodore
really
Roosevelt.
Is.
But like, the only thing you have to compare is how you did a month ago, you know, or 2 months ago. Like, if I just compete against yourself, just get 1%, 2%, 3% better every single month, you're on a good path.
Mm-hmm. And that actually leads into number three. Because then this is an opportunity to identify your weaknesses. So that is number three. We've figured out what we're really good at, but now we're going to get honest with, what are my weaknesses?
Yeah.
You know, be honest with yourself, maybe your spouse, maybe your office manager, maybe your favorite hygienist or assistant will sit down with you and you can, you know, bounce some ideas off. Because we want to know, as a dentist and as a leader, what are your weaknesses? You know, maybe it's chair side. Maybe they notice some things that you could just tweak a little bit and really improve on. You know, so we don't want anyone to feel bad about themselves when we say a weakness, but it's just get a little list of things you'd like to improve. You know, just turning that dial up just a few percent notches every now and then. That's going to always help us improve. But when you go through that exercise, it'll also help you determine if you're spending your energy in the right way or in the correct area. So that is really key, right? Time is the new rich, right? And where we spend our energy is really where our focus goes and grows.
Oh my gosh, you're going to go off on the rails on this one. But the single biggest problem in the world is this. And you can challenge me on this if you're listening to this podcast. Like it really comes down to everybody's biggest problem. Everyone's biggest problem in the world is that you don't give your best energy to things that matter most. A lot of times if you're miserable, you're just giving energy to things you're like, this is not important, but I'm putting so much energy into it. Now, conversely, let's go to the other side. When you're putting energy into things that matter, it's like life changing. You experience things like flow. If you've ever experienced it, you're like, where did the time go? That was amazing type of a thing. And every day is not perfect, but the more you can start putting your energy in the right place. And I think that's what you're talking about.
Yes.
AB is like identifying your weaknesses. And you know, you talked about like things that you're doing that you could get better on. And let me go all the way to weaknesses. And this is probably one of my favorite is the endo conversation for a lot of the GPs I've got. You know, I'll ask a GP like, why are you doing endo? And they go, 'cause I love it. I go, no, you don't. And they go, I do. And then a year later, they're like, I hate this. And I'm like, I told you. And they were only doing it because it was an advantage to keeping the work in-house. I mean, I think those are one of the things that you've got to ask yourself. And I'll even say photography. There are some dentists I've seen that purchase the cameras. They get all excited. I'm like, your photography. And that's a tough conversation to have. It's like, can I share something with you? Sure. Your photography is not as good as you think it is. And they're Then you got to cross the bridge there. But the truth of it is a team member can take these photos way better than you can. They can do them predictably. And so when you get out of that range of doing things that you're not good at, maybe they are some of your weaknesses. They actually become strengths of other people. I used to do QuickBooks here at ACT Dental. And then somebody looked at them and said, Kirk should never do QuickBooks. And so now somebody else does it. His name is Tom. Every dollar and every penny matches and he loves it. He can find 2 cents. Yeah. I can't, you know, so spend your time doing those things. Now, again, I'm going to go back to what's important here is that once you follow this process in the differentiation tool, you're going to see every quarter, every year, it gets a little bit better. You also become better at the thing I was worst at, which was saying no. You get really good at saying, I don't do that. And I'm not going to do that. When in the past, you would just say yes to it. And you know who you are if you're listening to this. So, gosh, AB, we got to keep this to a reasonable amount of time because this could be an hour. But give us some final takeaways on this. Where do we go for this? Go with this if I'm a dentist listening.
Well, you know, first hop in the BPA, pull this tool up. Print it out, get it in front of you, sit down with a couple trusted people. Maybe it's your whole team, you know, maybe it's a select few and start going through this together because your UVP or your differentiator, it really does have to be backed by real experience that you deliver. It would be a marketing ploy or a little bait and switch, if not, and patients can see it.
Yeah.
It would also diminish trust on your team, you know? So those are the things that we're absolutely not asking you to do. We want you to be you and the best version of yourself. So we want to use maybe patient stories, reviews, and maybe even your team behaviors to reinforce it in action. So always think about that, you know, starting even from your website, get on your own website and look around. Call your own office, you know, what's they call it? Like a call shopper? Kirk used to do those all.
Yeah, I don't do those anymore. Like, I know exactly what you're talking about.
You have some funny ones though. Some old school funny ones. They're great. But those are the things we want to look at. Like we want your differentiator to shine through in all of those. Yeah. So don't skip out on even the things that you may not think matter because they are that passive patient engagement. I just think also we have another tool, and we love tools, we love resources. And the team I was with this week, one of their requests for our meeting was more activities. And I'm like, you're my people. We love resources and activities. It was a great day. We learned a lot. We worked hard. But the one thing we did work on also was creating a 6-star experience. And that's also a tool that you can download in the BPA. It really will walk you through elevating your patient experience in your practice to be catered to you and your practice. It's not just a general resource.
Yeah. So well said, AB. That's so important. That is a great tool. And again, I'll just say this, like, this is what we do. So what we do is, because we're practice coaches, we get a chance to learn from some of the best practices out there. We put them into tools that you can use, frameworks. Like, you can literally download the PDF, follow the process. There's videos that go with it if you don't understand it. There's examples, you know. And so the two tools we're talking about today are the differentiation tool and creating a 6-star experience. So check them out back in the BPA. So Best Practices Association. So AB, thanks for being on.
Yeah, thank you, Kirk.
That's awesome.
And don't forget, if those two stump you and you need more help, reach out to us. We would love to help you. Courtney would probably be your first point of contact.
Yeah.
So Courtney@actdental.com. It's easy to find her. And she's always willing to help, as all of us are. So
We'd
love to hear from you.
So well said. So Courtney is one of our chief therapists here. So if you just want somebody to talk to, if you're a dentist, you're like, I've done everything. I've tried everything. I just don't see how this can get better. Here, remember, we reach these ceilings where we can't think any better about our business. Not having a coach is silly or arrogant. I have a coach and she just slaps me in the, well, I mean, verbally, but like in a good way, like, I always say that she's really actually very nice, but she's a straight shooter. She can see ceilings I cannot see. I'm like, where do you see that? And so it's important to have somebody on your side helping you think better about your business, because no one's screwed up as much as I have. And having a great coach is so powerful. So if you're looking for a great coach, we're here to help you every step of the way. In any respect, we really appreciate you guys showing up, listening to the podcast. We're so grateful because we're going to keep bringing it. And thank you guys for sharing it. Share this with your friends, because when you share this with your friends, here's what that does. It helps us find other people like you. We love this stuff so much. We love the profession of dentistry. We're going to keep bringing it with more information to help you improve your practice and your life. So keep tuning in and we'll keep bringing it. It's a good deal. All right. So hope you guys enjoy your day. And until we see you guys next time, or you see us next time, I can't even talk today. Hope you guys have a great day. We'll see you guys soon. So there you have it. Another great episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And thank you for showing up. I just want to thank you for being here and sharing the good word with your friends. And if you're really enjoying the podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you go to wherever you consume the podcast and just give us a 4 or 5 star review? Here's what that does. It allows us to find other great people like you. I love this profession so much. I'm going to spend the rest of my professional life finding great information so that you can consume it and your friends can consume it so that you can create a better practice and a better life. So keep spreading the word and we will see you guys soon. Have a great day, everybody.